Hi there.
All right.
Bye. Hi. Heart halt and spirit lame, city oppressed, unto this wood I came as to a nest, dreaming that sylvan peace offered the harrowed ease, nature a soft release from men's unrest.
We like it because actually it's very natural, pines and everything are very nice, very peaceful.
Just walk about, just to like clear my head.
I'm here about two or three times a day normally. Walk the dog, just, yeah, my daughters, my wife and kids like a walk as well, so. I would have
said that. Calm is the morn without a sound.
He's 9 months
calm
old.
Calm as to suit.
He's a little puppy.
And only through the faded leaf, the chestnut pattering to the ground. Calm and deep peace on this high wold, and on those dews that drench the firs, and all the silvery gossamers that twinkle into green gold. Calm and still light.
I do like seeing the dogs around because I don't own any. Sometimes, you know, a wet, soggy tennis ball roll up to your feet and you think, oh yeah, I'd love to throw this, and you pick it up and your hand gets all soggy and then you throw the soggy tennis ball.
We walk anywhere where we can take the dogs. This is one of the favourite walks because they can run about and not get onto the road too easily, and it's great for exercise. We have a Springer Spaniel and a Labrador cross with a Cocker. Oh, Max and Hutch. Yes.
Shadows on the hill. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills and colours on the snowy linen land.
Lately, maybe less so because it's been getting quite cold.
Yeah. Lots of scarves. Lots of gloves.
Put a jumper on.
The leaves are now upon the birch.
Two pairs of socks if it's
all
really
now
cold.
Stripped.
Three if it's snowing.
Oh, dreary life, we cry, oh, dreary life. And still the generations of the birds sing through our sighing. And the flocks and herds serenely live while we are keeping strife. With heaven's true purpose in mind.